The first debate between the two major candidates in the 2020 presidential election is tonight. WAMC will broadcast live the debate between President Donald Trump, the incumbent and Republican nominee, and former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee. To preview the debate, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, a political science professor and director of the Western New England University Polling Institute. What do the latest polls tell us about where the presidential race stands heading into tonight's debate?
Nationally, the polls tell us that Joe Biden has, on average, about a 6 or 7 percentage point lead over President Trump. But when you break it down into the key swing states, we see the leads fluctuate a bit. Biden's up in critical states like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania in particular seems to be tightening up, so it's still anybody's race.
Will the debates make a difference, or are voters pretty locked into their choices at this point?
The debate can make a difference. If we look back 4 years ago, the debates between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Mike Pence and Tim Kaine set viewership records. More people watched those debates than any presidential debates since 1992. And it would be fair to expect that we'll see similarly high viewership beginning with tonight's debate. There's intense interest, and what we know from debates is that the act of watching one probably doesn't change people's minds, but the buzz and the discussion that occurs in the days that follow, that can move a few votes. And as we've learned, a few votes can make all the difference. So these debates really are consequential.
In the run-up to this first debate, President Trump nominated a Supreme Court justice, and there was a bombshell investigative report in the New York Times on the president's finances and his use of the tax code to avoid paying almost any tax. Do you expect either or both of these to become debate topics this evening?
I think it's reasonable to expect both of those topics to factor in. What we know of the format for the first debate, it's 90 minutes. It's divided into 6 15-minute segments. It's being moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And he will have some discretion after each question to determine just how much time to devote to each point. The topics themselves are being closely held, but I think it's reasonable to expect that if the moderator doesn't bring up the Supreme Court nomination and the New York Times story on President Trump's finances, you can be pretty confident that the president will probably bring up the nomination and that Vice President Biden will bring up the subject of the president's finances.
What does Vice President Biden need to do tonight to be perceived as the winner?
Vice President Biden needs to do, number one, is last the whole 15 rounds, so they say. It's a 90-minute debate, and what we saw in the primaries was in those early primary debates, Joe Biden struggled sometimes. He struggled in terms of his energy level, in terms of making the points he wanted to make. So he's got to be prepared, and he's got to be ready for somewhat of an endurance test to go for 90 minutes one-on-one with Donald Trump, who revels in getting under people's skin and putting them on the defensive.
And what does President Trump need to do to come out as the perceived winner?
President Trump needs to get Joe Biden on the defensive. He needs to get him explaining or dealing with controversial subjects. He needs to tie him to things like the police reform movement. He needs to tie him to the far left of the Democratic Party. Anything he can do to put Joe Biden on the defensive will serve Trump well. Biden then has to keep his cool. Biden also cannot spend time being the fact checker in this debate. President Trump is well documented as someone who plays loose with the facts, and Joe Biden can't let the president set the agenda. Biden has to come in with his own talking points and work hard to make them.
Finally, Tim, what will you be watching for in the debate tonight?
I think I'm going to be watching, number one, for energy level on the part of both of them. Two, we learn a lot about the candidates from their body language, from their demeanor. And we can recall from 2016, President Trump liked to wander around and physically intimidate Hillary Clinton. It will be very interesting to see if the president pushes those boundaries tonight. And you can imagine, in the debate prep, Joe Biden has been working on anticipating just about anything from the president in tonight's debate.